Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. And this week, I wanted to talk about something that impacts kids of all ages, but is something that we as adults sometimes still struggle with, but certainly are familiar with. We are rounding out summer and getting ready for fall again. I know, I hate to say it. I'm sorry. I don't want to see summer go away either, but it's slowly happening. But as we start up the school year again, kids may start to experience struggling with their confidence, their ability to fit in, their individuality, what any of that means. And whether or not they want to stand out. And those are the things that I want to talk about today. We live in very interesting times, to say the least. Kids have seen and experienced things that I don't think most adults could have wrapped their heads around would ever be possible, or wrap our heads around the idea that these things would even ever be possible. And yet, the kids in our lives fight through them and come out the other side each and every day. But difficult times and facing struggles can and usually do cause kids to ask questions. Questions about who they are and what they represent and where they fit in and how they fit in and how should they fit in? Should they fit in at all? Or should they blaze their own path and stand out? And I heard a talk earlier today that talked about as we stand out, as we show up as who we are, we draw people to us that connect to what we represent and therefore create our own version of fitting in. Because you created your own space for who you are. And I want to see us as adults do more of that for the kids in our lives. We need to create more space for them to be willing and able to express who they are, so that they're not afraid to either stand out or come to an idea of if they fit in and if so, where. I don't know about you, but I was the kind of kid who fit in everywhere and nowhere, all at the same time. I was friendly with anyone and everyone who wanted to be friendly with me. Yet, I was the only one like me. I was physically challenged in educational and social situations where most of the time I was the only one. And from a very young age, I embraced the lesson that I am the only one like me. And as young as I can remember, I have always been okay and secure and proud of that. And every time I engaged in an experience or went into a new space or engaged with a new group of people, I was very open and natural to embrace that idea that I am the only one like me. And that is the most valuable lesson that we can teach kids, whether you're listening to this as a parent, a caregiver, an educator, a neighbor, whoever. Kids at very young ages, I think, grasp this idea. They agree with that concept and they possess it internally. But as they grow older and start to engage more with the public and with the world around them, they begin to wonder just how true that idea is and how true that idea should be. They start to feel the pressure of, oh, you have to fit in. You have to be like everybody else if you want to be cool, if you want to be included, if you want whatever. But I remember very distinctly growing up as a kid that I had to make a way. I had to build my ability to fit in, to do the things that I wanted to do that oftentimes were being done around me. And as a kid, there was no stopping me. I was very stubborn. I was very determined. I was very solution-oriented. When I decided something was going to be done, I set out to find a way to get it done. Now, it wasn't always easy. It meant that a lot of times I got frustrated, sometimes even questioned why it was I was fighting so hard to do a specific thing. But in one way, shape, form, or level, I always got it done because I knew that I could. And this is important for all children to understand and to grasp. It doesn't matter whether you have some special circumstance or not. We are each the only one like us. We each bring unique talents and gifts to the world table. And those talents and gifts are things that are desperately needed in the world to allow the world to become a better place. No other person can bring our gift to the world the way that we can. And that is an idea that we oftentimes, as human beings, no matter our age, overlook. And I want to encourage you this week to help the kids in your lives to uncover the things that make them special and unique and support them in developing confidence around them. Support them in developing the confidence to show those things to the world. It is not just kids that struggle with these things. I think the struggle to fully show up as who we are without fail or fear of judgment or pushback from other people is much easier when we are kids. It is as we grow older and start to realize that other people have opinions about who we are and what we do and how we do it and whether we should even do it, that being our image of ourselves becomes more difficult. And so I suppose I am encouraging both the adult, the child, the teen, the tween, and even the 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, and beyond, who may be listening to this episode, to tap into those things that make us uniquely us and show them off. Bring them to everything that you do. Perhaps you are artistic, or perhaps you like to talk. Surprise, surprise, that would be me. I love to talk. I love to engage with people. I love to learn from other people. I love to try new things with other people. And yes, I enjoy removing barriers when I see them. Making the world a better place, a more accessible place, a more welcoming place for all people to come together to do all things together. We may not do them in the same way, but we can do them because where there is a will, there is a way. That is a valuable lesson that we as adults can teach not only the kids in our lives, but reteach to ourselves, because we often forget that as adults. We forget about the things that we once found exciting or wanted to achieve or wanted to try because life gets in the way. Or we think we're too old, or learning a new skill may not be as easy as it was when we were younger, so we tell ourselves. But I am going to encourage you and the kids in your lives to do it anyways. So as we approach September, No, we are not approaching September just yet. We are going to enjoy August. Yes, I know. I'm not rushing things, I promise. But I want you to remember this for when September does come. Remember to remind yourself and to encourage the kids in your life to fully show up as who they are, to fully engage with those around them and encourage those around them to do the things that seem scary, to do the things that they're not sure about. Because if you are scared to do a thing, or unsure about doing a thing, or how to do a thing, or learn a thing, or make a thing happen, it means that you have an interest in it. And it means that it is a thing that is representative of you being uniquely you. So do the thing. Be the thing. Explore the thing. Engage the thing. Express the thing. Sometimes expressing our ideas can be the most difficult thing in the world. Or at least it feels that way when you're trying to do it. Because you're afraid that people won't agree with you. They won't see things the same way. But as long as you're expressing it from an open point of view, and you're not limiting other people's perspective, and you're not judging whether people agree or disagree with you, then you can live and let live. You can fully show up and at the same time encourage your friends to fully show up. And when everybody fully shows up, life becomes more fun. Because we get to teach and be taught. Because we each have a unique individual point of view, a unique and individual set of skills and interests that all make the world go round. So, I hope as we round out summer and welcome in the new school year, you are excited to learn and explore and engage with the kids in your life. We can make sure that this coming school year is an exciting one. An adventurous one, a exciting one, a fun one, a social one, an engaging one for all of the kids in our lives and, again, us as adults by supporting each other in fully showing up and being proud, finding pride in who we are, in our uniqueness, in the things that we bring to the table, in the things that we want to get from other people as we allow them to get things from us. We've talked a lot this summer about learning through nature, and that has looked like learning about the beach and fish and shells and learning about farm life and what grows on a farm and how farms are run and what a farmer does. And what the roles in the world that the natural things around us play, from bees to trees to flowers to birds to butterflies. Holy moly, we sure have talked about a lot this summer. And I hope you've enjoyed the conversations that we've had this summer as much as I have. But each of those things that I just rattled off have their own uniqueness about them. And they don't worry about what the tree next to them thinks about the way that they're growing, or about the way that their leaves are sprouting, or changing color, or the spider that is making its web over here isn't worried about the way that the spider that is over there is making its web. He or she is simply concerned with making sure that he completes his own. For that very reason, because it is his. It is uniquely his or hers. And the way that he or she goes about making it is going to be different than the way the spider next to them goes about making his or hers. The same way that birds don't all make their nest in the same places. They don't use the same materials. They don't use the same methods. But they don't worry that they look different than the other birds, that the birds around them are different colors or different shapes or different sizes or have a different voice than them. They simply show up. They exist. They exist as they are. A robin does what a robin does. A blue jay does what a blue jay does. An owl does what an owl does. They all coexist, and they all contribute to the world around them, because they all have a role to play, as do each and every one of us. The question is, what is the role you and the kids in your lives either are playing, want to play, or are going to play in the world around you? Each role for each person will look completely different, because we are each completely different from one another. We have similarities, as do the robin, the cardinal, the blue jay, and the owl. We have similarities, but we are each individual, and therefore have each an individual experience, and have each individual gifts and talents to share. So, as we round out the summer, what role did you play? Were you a parent? Were you a caregiver? Were you an educator? Were you a friend? Were you a family member? Were you a stranger? Were you a person who provided a service? Each of those things shows up differently. Each of those things contributes in its own individual and unique way. And this week, that is what I want all of us to do more of. I want all of us to show up and play our role fully. You're not going to do it perfectly. Nobody does. That is the beautiful thing about being human. But that's part of the fun of it. That is part of the fun of showing up, is you're gonna screw it up sometimes. times, you're going to do the thing that I promote all the time. You're going to make a mess. The only expectation is that you clean it up. And again, that is a valuable lesson for us adults to teach the kids in our lives. You're not going to do everything perfect. That's part of learning, part of growing, part of exploring, part of engaging and building new parts of ourselves. Some of the most fun things I did when I was a kid went horribly, horribly wrong. I'm sure there were a lot of those types of things that we never even mentioned to adults. But they were the things that we carried with us through all of our lives. They were the experiences that left marks on us in positive ways, that sculpted who we became as we went on to become older children and teenagers and 20-somethings and on and on and on. We all have those experiences that have become memories. Those are the things that make us uniquely us. It is in having those experiences and making those mistakes and cleaning up the mess and going back at it again and again and again until we get it right or some version of right that is the things that make life exciting and encourage us to do more. Kids have that thing. Kids have that thing that I think as adults we search for, where they have the big emotions and they express the big emotions over seemingly very small things. But they have the big emotions because they're doing big things. Big things that seem so everyday to us as adults. But it is in doing those little things that they are showing up, that they are building who they are, that they are leaving their mark or one of their marks. Because our marks that we leave in the world look different as we grow older. And that's important because it shows that we have evolved, we have grown, we have lived, we have learned, we have experienced. And experiences, good and bad, make life interesting. They are the ways in which we show up, the way that we teach those around us, the way that we learn from those around us. And I think in the days and the weeks and the months and the years to come, that is going to be more important than ever. Being able to learn together, to learn from each other, to learn by doing, to to learn through experiences and to understand that our experiences have meaning and value just as much as our self identities do. And the more we can help the kids in our lives build a strong sense of identity and ability and purpose, the more engaged they will become as young adults and full-grown adults. And that is the one thing that the world needs most, especially right now, is for all of us to show up and contribute. Big things, little things, unique things, special things, things that only each and every one of us can give, can share, can teach, can learn. I know that this episode is unconventional, but I hope you will take a lot of inspiration from it. I hope you will take from it the inspiration to encourage the kids in your life to not only uncover more about who they are, but to find fun, interesting, engaging, and unique ways to show the world who they are. Because that is important. So I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when I will have another fun learning and skill building topic to dive into. And who knows, maybe we'll get into some more personal development type fun as well. Because growing and evolving as human beings is just as important as the information learning and skill building aspects of life. So thank you for joining me this week. Don't forget to come back next week. And between now and then, head on over to thecreativecampusonline.com and check out all the fun virtual events that I offer. I would love to learn with you and from you, as I hope you get excited to learn with and from me as well. Have a great rest of your week, and I will talk to you next time.